This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it's a professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, justice for all, under God, because of the fact, under God, this country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, as promised, Kyle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Antonio Brown walked off the field yesterday from the football game in New Jersey with its Tampa Bay Bucks versus the New York Jets, and created quite a stir, and everybody thinks he's nuts. It certainly illustrated that to me a little bit. And this is going out to Antonio Brown. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Alrighty, that's the Beatles, obviously, and I'm a loser. But let me tell you something. I've been wanting to do that all night. Antonio Brown is an embarrassment to the professional athletes that play the game, and all they do is play the game because they like to play the game. Yeah, they get paid well. That's fine. That's what they're supposed to do. And this dumbass, and I'm going to use the word dumbass, walked away and left $333,000 on the field.
Well, that's right, Captain. Pretty much he would have gotten different payouts, bonuses for certain milestones and so forth throughout the season and also throughout this game, it would appear. For him to do what he did, of course, is garnering a lot of reaction. And I appreciate what the coach said afterwards. They asked the coach in the interview after the game, and he said, it's done. He's not a Buck anymore, and let's talk about the players who went out there and won the game.
Bruce Arians is a class act, and I expect you to hear nothing any different because you don't mess with Bruce Arians.
Well, that's right. It just seems, again, and this is in the middle of the third quarter, if I recall correctly.
It was when the third quarter started, and the New York Jets had just scored another touchdown and had gone up by 14 points, and Crybaby wasn't thrown a pass to when the rookie that caught the final touchdown pass caught a pass and made a big play, and Crybaby Brown was not thrown to because he was covered, and I wouldn't have thrown to him either watching the play the way it's set up. So they threw it to the open man that happened to be the rookie who happened to score the winning touchdown with a beautiful pass thrown by Tom Brady with 25 seconds to go
unbelievable come from behind, 21 points. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, exactly. And of course, it, you know, winning the game is a team effort. It's not just one person.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There's no I, me, or mine what they do when you have a team game. That's the same way we are here, folks. There's no I, me, or mine what we do. It's we. It's we the people. We're all in this together. And by God, this is the problem with the country. Antonio Brown just proved to me that he's part of the damn woke culture. Because it's I, me, my. I could do well. And by the way, remember the fake COVID card he put out there and got suspended?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And a $10,000 fine for the stupid, or wait a minute, the card cost him $10,000, and I don't know what the fine was, but it's a lot more than that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know, Captain, too, it just, it's really unfortunate, you know, we're seeing this these kinds of reactions in the sense of somebody says, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of here,
well,
I quit, you know.
I've had some people say to me, well, you know, he suffered that head injury from that hit that he got when he was a Pittsburgh Steeler, and he's never been the same since. Well, I don't know that. You don't know that. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But if that's the problem that he's having, he certainly should be getting taken care of. And if this is what it takes to get him to have care, then that's what he should do. Because he did not come back, if he came back at all, he did not come back on the Bucs plane yesterday.
Well, that's right. And of course, obviously, medical issues need to be looked at. But I can't
especially
imagine
something to do with a head injury.
Well, certainly. But at this point, with barring any new information on that, I don't think any coaches out there would be eager to have someone on their team who quits at the beginning of the third quarter.
All right. I sent a stamp to our buddy Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale for his inspection yesterday.
Right.
And he sent me a message back. Thank you, Captain. At least it's not a forever stamp. And another comment, it's overvalued. It was only worth 0 cents.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate your comment. Okay. Let's see. Sondi is chiming in here. Good morning, Sondi, up there in Minnesota, or Wisconsin. Used to be Minnesota. Remember?
Oh, yes. Yep.
We the people. Yeah, you bet. You bet. She's telling us we the people. She loves it. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And that's what's going to make the difference in 2022 and 2024.
And that's why I can sit here with confidence and tell you I don't care what the Democrats try to do. They are not going to outfox us because we're watching everything they're doing. And we got a few tricks up our sleeves that they have no clue what's coming their way. No clue. So good luck with that one, Democrats, because you might reap more than what you can sow here. Gee whiz. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, and more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Frank will be here in hour number four. It is a Monday here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, there's not a day that doesn't go by I don't get asked by somebody about the Relief Factor product, and I do take it religiously a couple times a day. And every now and then I'll have to take it a third time because of the problems that I'm having or the swelling that's going on because I've done something to aggravate my left foot and ankle by either standing on it too long or walking too far or something. But anyway, I'll show them the capsules if I have them with me, and I usually do, and I'll tell them what it is that it does. And people just kind of look at me, and they go, really? And I go, yeah, really. There's four different ingredients in this thing, and it's all natural, and it absolutely positively does what I'm going to tell you it's going to do. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, the combination of those ingredients help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. And it lowers or even eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you have going on that's creating it to begin with. It will cover multiple areas, too. If you've got, say you've got a back problem, and maybe you've got a shoulder problem with a back problem, it'll go to both of those areas and help you to relieve the pain by going to the source. That's what it does. And it targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways, so it works the way it does. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's no clubs to join, none of that stuff. relieffactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. And maybe it'll do for you what it's done for tens of thousands of other people around the country by helping them with their pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because after all you got to do is lose a little pain there, right, Kyle?
That's right. Why not start now?
Yeah. You know, Joe Biden is starting out 2022 with horrible numbers. And they're only going to get worse. There's no way in the world that his numbers are going to get better.
No, I don't think so. You know, in a different universe, Captain, maybe somebody sitting around the...
On another planet?
Yeah, another planet. Somebody sitting around the White House briefing room or something, for the president, that is, to say, hey, why don't you do stuff that people like? You know, I mean, that might be a crazy idea that somebody could float, but I don't think they're going to do stuff that people like. They're going to continue to do the stuff they've been doing, and because they are pressing towards some goal, especially with the Build Back Better, they're trying to, you know, romance Joe Manchin on this whole thing again, on some other a version of this. They want to get this stuff through because they want to create more dependency on government, et cetera, but the people don't want it. It's very unpopular.
Now, a Louisiana federal judge ruled over the weekend that President Joe Biden cannot require teachers in the Head Start program, the early education program, to be vaccinated against the COVID-19. He ruled that the judgment was stayed, if you will, until it gets decided further or whatever. But that handed a victory to some 24 states where these early education Head Start people were involved.
Well, that's right. It seems like at almost every turn, Captain, this is not going the president's preferred way.
Nor should it.
Yeah, nor should it. That's exactly right. And so this central question about what the chief executive can do and can't do, this is a major, major thing, because today it's about COVID or vaccines. We don't know what it will be about tomorrow, and that's why you can't begin to erode the checks and balances that are there on the chief executive power. The president's a very powerful person, most powerful person in the world, of course, but there has to be checks and balances. Otherwise, we don't have a republic.
Now, I heard that you had a secret inkling at one time to become a police officer. Is that true?
Long ago, yeah, I thought about it back in the before times, yeah.
Well, here's your chance. The U.S. Capitol Police Chief says, we need 400 officers. We're short, and we need them now, as our staffing remains a critical issue a year after January 6th. So, hold it, show of hands, please. Who wants to go to work for Nancy P? Show of hands.
Yeah, I'm looking across America right now, Captain. I don't see any hands.
I don't either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right. Well, it, not until there's some very different sort of person in charge would I think anybody in the right mind want to go out and do that at this point. But we're very appreciative of those who do work at the Capitol and are part of the Capitol Police Force.
Yeah, more to come on that, because there's been some things that have popped up about the January 6th incident, about the police and the ones that let the people in to the Capitol and removed the barricades. There's video of that.
Yes, that's right. So as we get in that investigation in and of itself is going to be very, very interesting. I don't know that it's necessarily going to go the way they're going to try, the way that, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Eric Swalwell and the rest of them all sort of want it to go with that narrative. But the American people,
well,
they're pretty savvy, Captain.
Swalwell and Bang Bang or Yang Yang or whatever the hell her name was, the Chinese
Fun,
spy,
yeah,
that he was cavorting with.
Yeah, Fun Fun.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Chinese spy that he was cavorting with, he is nobody to talk.
Right. Well, but this is one of the things they have to continue. They have to continue the notion that there was the insurrection and it went on from there. And we've all talked about, and this is a good thing to say, that mm-hmm. people shouldn't have done what they did. There's no doubt about that. But the Democrats want to turn it into a narrative that only helps them mm-hmm. because they are afraid of what's coming in 2022 with the red wave.
Now, the New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday declared his administration will crack down on guns and gangs, and also said they're going to keep the COVID-19 employer vaccine mandate in play until they can take a look at it a little bit closer. So I don't know what else is going to happen there.
Well, certainly the crackdown on the guns and the gangs and that sort of stuff.
That's a good thing.
That is, because this is why we're losing, for lack of a better expression, the city of New York. And certainly under de Blasio, he was sort of willing to sort of like talk about
there was no law and no order under de Blasio.
Right, yeah.
There will be law, there will be order under this mayor because he's a cop.
Well, that exactly.
And he said as much.
And reasonable people understand you have to have firm law enforcement in order to have an orderly society.
And by the way, he was walking around New York without a security detail, which is unheard of. De Blasio had a very large security detail that was around him all the time.
Well, right, and obviously you want to protect against any crackpot who would be out there, but somebody like de Blasio, just my personal opinion, probably likes to project the power and that kind of stuff, and that's kind of a deal for his ilk.
Now, China claims to have beaten the United States to develop the next generation of heat-seeking hypersonic missiles, and they've also claimed that they've done it by stealing our technology. Well, duh. Duh. Who the hell doesn't know that?
Well, right. Well, but that, well, see, because it all tracks, Captain, with the fact that we know we have intellectual property issues with the communist Chinese government.
What do you think all those, quote, students were doing here?
Well, we're finding out more and more.
Members of the Chinese Army students.
Right. Right. And so this stuff goes directly back because, again, the communist Chinese government, they have designs on improving their influence.
And by the way, they're still here.
Well, right. Right. This is why this is an ongoing game, as it were. But this game has enormous consequences to it because you wake up one day and then suddenly things are very different than what you thought. So it's not just reaching into entertainment or sports or stuff like that, which is all very important. But when it comes to real secrets and real research that puts them ahead of the game, that could spell a huge amount of trouble globally.
Yes, it most certainly can. And by the way, folks, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a Biden judicial nominee and the track record that she's got, plus what she supports, and also the Violence Impact Team in Chicago hits the ground running. Wow. Does that sound impressive? Or is it? Or is it? All right. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about here tonight on the program. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, may be 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the Mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Indeed you will, and I'll see you there too, and Kyle will see you there, and a whole bunch of people will see everybody there. All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell has had a great 2021, and he's got some items left that he would like to sell, that he's got marked down to even lower prices than what they were. So, if you truck on over to MyPillow.com, the website, and you take a look at what's there on the homepage, and then go over to the Radio Listener Specials page with a double link, just double-click on it, go to the link, it'll ask you for a promo code. Well, the promo code will always be Captain. And you're going to see some tremendous values there, some great sales savings for you. You can also call them at 800-641-5459. So either way, check them out, MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be Captain to get the reduced prices. 800-641-5459 on the phone number, and they've got some great specials going on right now where they've reduced the prices on a lot of things too. make them reasonable for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a Biden judicial nominee, in other words, a judge, right?
Right.
I'm going to try to not butcher her name. Gabana Abudu. That sound right?
About right, yeah. I think as far as I know, yeah.
She has a clearly defined policy where she has equated proof of citizenship with comments and papers she's written as voter suppression.
Well, you know, I just can't imagine, Captain, that the notion that that somehow there's a widespread amount of people who are U.S. citizens who simply couldn't show a valid ID or any kind of other proof of citizenship when it comes to voting, that would be preposterous. But, of course, this idea that it's voter suppression, suddenly you hear that term, you're just like, oh, I don't want to be called someone who's trying to suppress the vote, yeah, this kind of thing. It's just another power play on it because they understand quite well, I think, people who subscribe to this idea that somehow if they can just squelch people's criticism, everything will keep going the way it's gone.
And then this same woman has likened felon voting, the ban on the felon voting in a lot of states around the country, to slavery.
Well, that's kind of a stretch. I don't really see the connection there because if that crosses all boundaries, doesn't it, Captain? It doesn't matter what ethnicity or race you are. If you commit a felony and you offend society in that very egregious way and you lose your right to have a say, well, then that seems to cross all those different lines. That's not a it has nothing to do with the notion, as we commonly understand it, of slavery in America that was back during the Civil War time.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the violence impact team sounds pretty impressive so far, right?
The violence impact team.
In Chicago.
Right.
Is working to end the gang retaliation killings on the South Side. There's just one little problem.
What's that?
They're a good group of well-minded civilians, mostly church people, pastors and whatnot, and they're going absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But this is part of the idea of what, you know, can you come up with these alternative ways of getting things done, basically, but is it going to be effective against hardened criminals, basically?
Well, that's it, and I get it, but, you know, maybe they should be working a little bit closer with the police because a lot of these gang people, and especially the ones that are retaliating against each other, they don't want to be lectured to.
Well, no. But there is a place, and there's a real place for people of faith and evangelists and so forth to try to work in a community. That's, you know, one of the primary reasons the church exists, for one thing. But typically that's done at a very personal level to change lives in that regard. Yes.
Now, Professor Jonathan Turley, we all know who he is, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
He says a popular Supreme Court is a threat to democracy.
Turley's saying that, basically?
Yeah, because the popular Supreme Court he's talking about is the current one that's out there that has got more, quote, conservatives on it than liberals.
Well, I think there was a poll that came out that Justice Roberts is one of the most popular people, government officials.
The most popular government official.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's quite interesting. Well, of course, it makes the liberals or the far left very, very concerned because they want to use the Supreme Court to legislate the things that they can't, quote-unquote, legislate the things that they can't get passed in the Congress, so they look for things to have a decision.
The liberals are literally panicking, and I do mean panicking, over the latest poll that shows what we just said.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it can't be.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And this is, we'll continue to hear more about the idea of packing the court, the fact that you go out and rail against court decisions. And I did hear Turley the other day, though. He said something I thought was very, very important. I'm pretty sure it was Jonathan Turley. He said that, for example, the president should come out and talk about faith in the judicial process rather than commenting on specific decisions or saying we don't accept this or this isn't good and whatnot. The president has so much power that should be trying to foster faith in the system rather than politicizing it.
Now, we have three stations that are right up there in the middle of the Kentucky tornado area where they had the bad tornadoes a couple of weeks ago. And unfortunately, over the weekend, in areas not very far away from that, three more tornadoes were confirmed in Kentucky after severe weather in the Mid-South happened over the weekend. Also, that severe weather had a number of flash flooding storms, heavy rain, this, that, and the other, in those same areas, and they kind of got a double whammy.
Yes, most unfortunately, that's right. That's right. And unfortunately, they've got these winds that coming in, what, 115, sometimes, or more.
Straight line winds.
That's right.
All right. Well, we've got Alabama, the Crimson Tide, and the Georgia Bulldogs going up against it again. This is kind of getting to be old hat, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We haven't yet figured out who's going to be playing who in the Super Bowl. They got a couple more weeks to go there till we get that far when they get the playoffs done and play for the championships in each one of the leagues. And by the way, Dr. Oz, who I've always thought was a pretty decent guy based on what I saw about him on TV, this, that, and the other. The New York Times did a really bad political op-ed piece on him all the weekend. And I guess that means that all's fair in love and politics.
Well, yes. And, you know, Captain, maybe he's not running for the right party or something like that.
He's a Republican.
Well, exactly.
I didn't know that.
Well, exactly. And so he's of course, very popular. He's a media personality to begin with. And he comes into any contest with a little bit of name recognition advantage.
And we'll wrap with this. The Ipsos poll over the weekend shows that Donald Trump tops 24 GOP candidates, including he's 43 points ahead of Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Now, of course, as we go through this year, that's going to tell a lot more as well. We get to the midterm elections, then it really becomes a serious thinking about, depending on how big the red wave is, serious thinking about who's going to be the standard bearer. So we're still very far out right now. But I think the important takeaway here is that Trumpism is something that a lot of people who even may have voted for Joe Biden are saying, hey, we had it pretty good under Donald Trump. I wonder how if that might work again. You know, that's a huge problem for the Democrats.
Well, it is, and that is what they're thinking.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning. That means our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is on the way back, so don't go anywhere. We're going to have that for you, and we're going to let Mark Walters take us to break. Go ahead there, Mr. Mark.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from On American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
lover boy, turn me loose. When was that around, Kyle? Oop. Which one did I do that? When was that around, Kyle?
You know, I'm going to think that's probably early to mid-80s, I think. Somewhere in there. Yeah.
The hair dudes could be late 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Early 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, they got it going. All right, take it away with what's out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, you know, we're tracking a lot of heavy rain and weather in the Portland and also in the Seattle areas. Those are going to continue, for the next few days as we go throughout the week with other systems coming in behind it. You've also got snow coming east out of Seattle and also east out of Portland as well. 4th of July pass on I-90 right now, Captain, reading about 20 degrees. Snow all week in the 4th of July pass area, so be very careful of that. Also, we've got flood watches. We've got winter storm warnings all through the state of Washington, all through the state of Oregon as well. That's going to dip down into Northern California. So if you're coming up Interstate 5 out of Sacramento, you're going to be in some form of that in some way, shape, or form as you go all the way up to Seattle. Reno right now in Nevada reading high winds, but also we've got snow for at least through Monday through Wednesday in Donner Pass, which is currently at about 21 degrees. Lots of rain going to be happening in Northern California, as well as a high pressure system keeps that north of the Southern California area. But tonight, if you're coming across I-10 or I-8 coming out of Arizona, you're going to run into some freeze warnings, especially in the Indio Palm Springs area, also in the El Centro area. So be aware of that. Avalanche warnings coming up Interstate 15 from southern Utah all the way up to Salt Lake City. And then, of course, also high winds in Cheyenne up through Elk Mountain. Winter weather advisory near Missoula, Montana as well. And the same goes for Boise, Idaho. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, let's go down into the Rio Grande Valley. We have a freeze warning down there for the entire Rio Grande Valley up to Eagle Pass all the way down to McAllen. And then that freeze warning comes all the way back around to Houston, goes north of Houston, goes straight across to New Orleans, goes up about 50 miles north into Louisiana, goes up about 50 miles north into Mississippi, comes over to about Mobile, Alabama. Then you have some very unsettled weather conditions right now coming across the panhandle of Florida, all the way across I-10 to Jacksonville, all the way up the East Coast into Virginia. There is a winter storm brewing right now that's going to produce a bunch of snow for the eastern mountains of Tennessee. Yep, that's you, Eric. You're right about that one. Also, the mountains of Alabama and the mountains of Georgia. And then again, the mountains of North Carolina. Black Mountain might be an adventure today by the looks of this. Then the mountains of West Virginia and the mountains of Virginia on up into the mountains of Maryland and also down into Delaware, where it looks like we're going to have a lot of interesting weather between now and tomorrow morning. And they're calling for 3 to 7 inches of snow in the nation's capital.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Now, we'll keep an eye on this, of course, during the next couple hours, see what's going on. But there is some tornadic activity associated with this. I don't know about any tornadoes touching down in the last couple of hours, but we did have tornado watches up in Georgia and parts of the Carolinas. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us about your show.
All right, folks, you know, if you're going to be out on the highways and byways, especially in this kind of weather, find safe harbor at a Pilot or Flying J near you. Go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations feature. You'll find the one nearest your location quite easily. And when you stop in, don't forget to join the Driver's Club, earn all kinds of points on everything that you buy, and be able to use it on all kinds of great things there at the Pilot Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okie dokie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and just got a message here from Lauren up in Rhode Island. She says, turn me loose, lover boy, 1981. All right. I'm glad that somebody does the research for that, but I just thought it was a good song to play at the time. Okay, let's go over here to Denny Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you. Are you there? Denny Simon. Let me try this again. Okay, Denise, are you there? All right, I don't hear you. Try it again. Okay, is this you, Denise?
Yes, it is.
Yay! Okay. Whatever happened, happened, but I got you live radio. all right. We have quite a situation brewing here with Joe Biden. We're headed off into uncharted territory. I keep seeing numbers that are extremely low, and I don't understand. This is almost like we're dealing with a lame duck presidency here.
Well, it's not a good place. I mean, we know that we don't like the man and his administration, but it's not a good place for the United States. Because that means that, you know, if he's failing, then everything else is failing. So, yeah, his numbers are awful. And I think that they could do some radical things here or plan some pretty radical things in this administration, thinking that they're going to improve something, meaning his numbers. So, I would go take caution here, ladies and gentlemen, and see what could necessarily be on tap for us coming into the new year.
Well, it's going to be interesting because one of the things that I sent you was something I got from a colonel, U.S. Army colonel, and he was talking about the people that are being sent into this country. And the people being sent into this country, namely from China, that coming across the border, and even some of the Mexicans that are infected with the coronavirus, they're making their way into the general population, and who knows what else is going on.
Well, we have to really do our own work in all of this, and therein lies another problem, because sometimes you compare media stories and we're not getting any media stories.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming back your way. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.